Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin, Daf Dala, picking up on Gimel Beis Bada Bama to Pace. Three lines up from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. So we spent the last 2 days dealing with the wording of the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off with the words Kol Shochtim, which sounds like it is Lechatchila. It says Chutasan Cher. It sounds like B'diavad. We had six different answers dealing with how we deal with that. And two of those were Bayin and Rava, which dealt with the Shechita of a Kusi. And we're going to continue along with that idea. Tanu Rabbanan, Shechitas Kusi Muteris. The Shechita of a Kusi is Muter. V'medvar Mamurim, Kishisolman and Lagavim. Yisrael's watch, standing and watching over. V'abo, Matzah, Shechachat. If you walk in and you found you already shechted, then Chotech Kazayas V'nosen Lo. You cut off a Kazayas and give it to him. Achlo, then Muter Le'echel Mishchitas, Rashi says, Lechat. To do it. Similarly, let's say you find in his hand, beep, turn the page. De kuria shel tziparim. That's a string of birds. Rashi says, macharozos shel tziparim shchutim. These shechted birds, you know, a string of them. And what do you do? Kotei rosh shalachem man, but doesn't know. You cut off the head of one of them and give them to eat it. Achlovi eats it. The mutter lechem mishchutasu. You let it eat from mishchita. Vimlav asa lechem mishchutasu. Abaye diek mi reisha. Rashi says Abaye de Amar leel and of Kimmel Yotzei v'nichnas lechatchila lo sharina and gabe shchita diek mi reisha. He learns it out from the reisha of the statement over here that. One second. Abaye diek reisha. Rava diek mi sefer. Rava. Rashi says the shari he matters it the diak mi safe the lo matzich tana bedika elahecha de ba matzah. The only time you need to check is if it actually came in and you found it done. Abaye diak mi reisha time of this homer gaba. The reason why it's going to be good is it's all standing over there. Aver tzav nichas lo rav diak mi safe a time of de ba matzah shachat. That's going to be the problem. Aver yotzav nichas shabbatim. That's good enough. Well, Abaye kasha seifa. According to Abaye, the kasha of the seifa. Amalacha, no. Yosef and Nichnas nami ba umatzah karele. Yosef and Nichnas is a din of ba umatzah. That's like the same idea. L'rava kasha reisha. Amalacha, Yosef and Nichnas nami ke omid al gabav dami. Rashi said it's like it's standing out there. Rashi says va omid al gabav. The gatani tara hain Yosef and Nichnas. That is Yosef and Nichnas. Kayose ba matzah biyado de kuria shel tzipor and kotei arosho. And what do? You find the string of things, you cut it off, and you give a feed to him. Amai. Why would that work? Lechus doma hai hu da have a shachet shapir. Maybe that's the only one that is shechted well. Rashi says hai hu da have a shachet shapir. Osta of levado shachet yafe. Only that one was shechted properly. Vizeh. Hoyamakiro, and he recognizes it. Therefore, v'achlu eats it. V'anan hechi nismach lechol achem. How are we somech on this to allow you to eat the rest of them as well? Amar Rabinasha Simon Machnis Ismail b'zacharim b'machnisin tachas knafav. You put it underneath your cloak. Rashi says that Yisrael zeh both go machnis kol tziporim tachas kanfikzu. So he puts it underneath his clothing. V'enikusim akir zinos and he doesn't know which one is being given to him. And therefore we trust him eats it. V'delma simano avad yavil le'vegavim. Maybe put a simon on that one. Therefore he sees if there's a simon there or not. If there's a simon, he eats it. Amar Masharsha dimisam. Same slay masmuse. Says Rashi, that means this b'ma'acho mechtasha u mechatsho. That what do you do is he goes in and they crush it up, and therefore there's no simanim over there. Aye, v'dilmas kasavi kusam in shchita la'of min haTorah. The kusim, they didn't keep Torah Shebal Peh, they didn't lower their abundant thing like Torah Shebichsav. Rashi says, Ein shchitas lof, shchitas lof on the Torah, mishum delok siv zvicha behedya, el babakar, vitzon. It only says it by cattle and sheep. The siv zvachta mivkarcha, mitzoncha, vanan yalfinan beekesha lekaman, mizos Torah Shebehima, ve'of. And therefore they don't learn it out like that. So since the schiv is not written straight up, maybe they reject it, and therefore, you know, it doesn't really make a difference. It's not a raya just because they eat from it that a proper shechita was done. So the Gemara back, v'letamech, according to you, shehiya drasa chalada agmara hagrama v'ikar mikzivan, are the halachas of like, all these things which would cause a shechita to be pasul, right? That is a pausing, pressing, burrowing, cutting beyond, and the area that's allowed and tearing. All these things over there, are they written straight up? So why do we rely on them about doing it? Ela kevin achzikubu, therefore achzikubu, the things that they're muchzakin and doing, they're muchzakin. And Hachanami here also, when it comes to the idea of birds, kevin achzikubu, they're muchzak, that's something they do, therefore achzikubu, they're muchzak. Why do they do it? Okay, right, maybe it doesn't have to make logical sense. The bottom line is that we know that the things that the kusim kept, they were very makbid with, and therefore we go along with it. It says Gemara v'achazuke lachazuk below ksiva. Hanoihi, this idea of kusim can be considered muchzak or not in reference to something that's not written straight up is actually a machlokas tanai. Rashi says mitzvah she'ena ksuva beferish b'torah v'ra'inu shechziku ba iyaminan. Do we say kevin the ichzuk l'didhu ichzuk nami l'didan? They're muchzak in their own way. Therefore, for us also l'smachalai we samach them ki avdi when they do it l'tzurch atzman or for themselves. In simple English again, or straight up. Since we can rely on it when they do it for themselves. Or we do not say, do we say that afagav the ichzuk lididu lo chzlidan for the most of themselves and not for us? Kolomer lo chashvinan le chazaka l'smachalayu tanoi pliga. This is the machlokas tanoim ichzuk velo ichzuk kolomer chazaka o eina chazaka. That's what it means. So the Tanya we learned in a braisa. Matzah's kusi muteres. The matzah of a kusi is muter. Rashi says lo ochla v'lo chashin l'chametz v'pesach. V'na choshev chametz on Pesach. V'adam yotzi ba yedei chova v'pesach. And a person can be yotzi his chov on Pesach with such a thing. Rashi says v'adam yotzi yedei chova. So shakasuf kavu chova lechol matzah b'layla rishona. The pasuk says straight up, you have to do matzah the first night. The chsiv, as it says, be'erev tochu matzos, ve'im yeshev ve'lo achal av ha'batzev. You're saying you don't do it, you're over an aseir. Look, come on, parach, kevin detanem mutter pshita diyotziba. It says it's mutter, for sure it's motzer, but okay, let's see. Avad diyotziba, yudei chavasa ve'pesach. Realize you're oser. Realize he says, no, you're not allowed to eat it, no good, even on Pesach. I feel lo'ochla, even to eat it. It's going to be awesome. If you she'en b'kiyin b'dikduke mitzvos ki yisov, because they're not clear on the mitzvos like yisov, as she says, they're not experts. Ein yodin l'shomer, they don't know how to be shomer, to lahavkin bein seir, l'siduk, bein echsifu panav, l'lo echsifu panav. They don't know all the details of whether it became chametz or didn't become chametz yet. And Rishim Gamliel Omer, so first one says, Yosef, this was not at all. Rishim Gamliel Omer, kol mitzvos echsiku b'kusim, no, any mitzvah they're muchzakin, har be medaktakin by Yosef Yisov, they have more medukdak than Jews when it comes to the idea. Omar Mar, let's break it down. Matzah kusi b'teres al diyotze b'av yidei chovaso b'pesach. The matzah of a kusi is mutter, and a person can be yotze the chov on Pesach with a matzah of a kusi. Pshita, obviously, if the matzah is mutter, then what are you talking about? Of course you can be yotze your chov with it. Why would you think that? Rashi said the yotze b'av kevin the b'teres. No, Maru de Temi, you would think lo b'kiyah b'shimur, come on, shalom. Maybe they're not careful with shimur, with guarding the matzah. To be used on that first night, kamash malan, no, you can rely on them in that also. Rashi explains my with the tema, afik of the b'shita the lo hin yichua lahachmitz. They're not going to make it chametz. So mitares machidla, miu lo b'kiy b'ha debay lemeivat shima. They're not becoming. They have to be shamor l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. That's the idea that the matzah has to be set aside specifically for the matzah mitzvah. They came to low avid ba shimor lo nafkinan ba midi dahava akimchin ubtzekos shall over the kochavim abayim lefaneinu kodem shafa over the kochavim v'ina shaloich mitz the kamelon demutter lo nafkinan behu detnan hakamachem ubtzekos shall over the kochavim adam memale kreisa mehem. We can eat it, but it can't be yotze the mitzvah with it, just like we do with the kemach and the b'tzikos of gayim that come in front of us before they bake. The guy bakes it, and we see that it didn't become chametz. We hold that it's mutter, and you're not being yotze. You're chov with it. Right? So we learned in a mishnah. Shita mitzvah has changed it. Learned in a brisa that the kemach and the b'tzik of gachavim, you can be mamali crazy. You can eat from them as long as you have a b'vatshi ochel, because that's matzah mechoni. You have to because that's matzah afterwards. Okay, but unless we see that, you can rely on them. Rabbi Eliezer Oser Lefisha, so that's what it's coming to teach you. You would have thought that not Bikim Shima, not true. Eliezer Oser Lefisha, Bikim Dikvik Mitzvah. No, the ashes are not, they're not Bikim, ashes are feel ochle. You can't even eat that at all. Because Safa Lobikim Shimor, he holds that they're not careful, they don't know how to guard the dough from what? From actually becoming Chametz. Rashi says, Avataimo Mishum Chimutz. What do you mean? Just the opposite. They're even more careful than Yisrael when it comes to it. They So the Mamish give it there all. Hainu Tanakama is not the Tanakama said that we let it go. Why are you saying it's like two different things? Says the Gemara, Ika Benayu, there's a difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Ben Gal and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The difference is the Ksiva Veloch Zikiba. The difference is where in reference to a mitzvah that is written in the Torah, but the kusim are not, it's not known to be muchzak with those things. Rashi says, but we don't know about what the din is. Tanakama, Savahi, it's given the ksiva, since it's written, even if they're not muchzak with it, still it's good. Even if it's written, it has a muchzak. If it's written, then not. If it's really true, Rabbi Gamliel says that it's got to be that they're muchzak, kol mitzvah shechziku bakusim. Why are you saying any mitzvah that they are, whatever, the lashon should have been im echziku miboyle. Should have said, if they are muchzak in it. Eli, kebenayu, rather, what is evident to them? The lok siva, if it's not written, vachzikuba, and they're muchzak in it. If it's not written in the muchzak, tanakama savar, kevin the lok siva, it's not written. Alfagav dachzukuba namilo. Avisham gamliel, savar, kevin dachzuk achzuk. I don't care if it's written or not. If they're muchzak in it, then they're muchzak in it, and that is good enough. Gufa, amarava, Yisrael mumber, ochel nevela sateovon. A Jew who's like a mummer, meaning he's doing it because he goes off the derech a little bit in certain areas, and he eats in the veil of a teovon. Bodik sakin real slow. It was this thing we saw earlier in the Gimel Madalf going to the base. Bodik sakin real slow. We check the knife and then we give it to him. Mutar lechem mishchita. So you let it go. You let it eat from mishchita. My time. What is the reason? Kevin dike ter v'yisur. Since he has in front of him, he has heter and hisser. Rashi says kamei. Should be yodel lechsir. Be yodel lenava. He can make it kosher. He can make it in a veil. He has it in front of him. Lo shavik ter v'achli sur. This is not a person who's like lahachis. Like coming to fight against God. He just likes me. If he has kosher option in front of him, we'll take the kosher option. Therefore, we can trust him. Says Gemara Yachi, kol kilo badakanami. Even if you don't check the knife, you should also be able to rely on the fact of your shechita, because he's not going to, you know, put away the opportunity for eating kosher meat, and he's going to check the knife beforehand. No, Mitchilotach, not true. Even though he doesn't mind having the kosher, he's not going to be Torech himself to look, you know, to check it out front. He's doing the shechita anyway, because he's not eating the animal when it's alive. So he'll do the shechita properly, but he's not going to go out of his way to check it. Rashi says, Mitchilotach, I'm low and give it to Enu Yofe, well, Yachsech is not going to care. If you find it's not good, if I'm going to go after another knife, we'll just check it, it's not good. Amalei Rabban and Lerava, Tanya de Masai, Lach of Ebrai, so which actually supports what you're saying. Rashi says, the Kol Misha, Eno, Ose, Lahachis, someone's not doing it to fight it, to make God angry, and there is a heter in front of him. He's not going to go and leave the heter and go to do this. What do we find? It says the braisa chametzan shall ovrei avera. The chametz of those who do averas, those who don't get rid of their chametz for Pesach, because you're going to lose out from it. Acher Pesach, beep, turn the page. Dalam beis mutter miyad. It's mutter to other yidden immediately. Pnishehin machlifim, because after Pesach they exchange their aser chametz for mutter chametz of the goyim. That is, we know that you're not allowed to get hadar from chametz over a love of Pesach. However, they didn't want to do straight up yisurim. They want to make it even less. After Pesach, they would exchange their chametz with the chametz of the goyim, and therefore we're allowed to go get benefit from that because it's coming from the chametz of the goyim, and they don't have yisur chametz over Pesach. Rashi says, "Bepeshem achlifin bechshel over the kachavim." They came in the motzi lechel at teira the chametz over kachavim shover a love of Pesach mutter lo achel didei the chametz shel yisrael. They do bad things, but they don't go out of their way to do it. Afikav d'hashad nami iser hu lagabe. It's iser for them. The ha mishani b'chametz shavar alav pesach. Their chametz, their whiskey, they hold on to during Pesach, and they switch it with a guy's chametz, a guy's whiskey. They weren't allowed to do that. They're getting it. The lo yayiv, the lo yayiv, the e lo the yayiv le lo v'kachavim lo av yayiv le di day. Afiyalachi koma damasi lemevar betera porta of it. Anything they can do a little bit more after they do. Lididan mi ashari dein lecha iser ana tofes chalipin. There's no, you don't have the chalipin that the iser of ana is going to grab onto the chalipin when you switch it with the guy's chametz, except for his kachavim behektish v'shvias. V'yishomen shaaf laatzmo mutter v'tos ubi yadam. Tim Kemasinu Damim Lachamez Vapesach or the Sharinisko, Shaim Ratsa Mocho, Lovikachavim, Tanana, Ocho Chumas, Chamez Vapesach, Potem and Atashlumen, and with the May 8th. Okay, Viter. Now, says Gemara. Svarua, the Chachamim said like this, Hamani, who is this Braisa going like? Rabbi Yehudi, Damer Chametz Achar HaPesach, Doraisa, who says that getting a Noah from Chametz over HaPesach is Doraisa. He learns out that Chametz, which was held on to, actually is not a Dorabanim, but rather a Doraisa. We say it's Dorabanim. V'katani Mipnei Shein Rechlifen, and still he says that the Chametz of this person who does this is Mutter Mila after Pesach, because they exchange it with that of a guy. Alma, what do we see? That even in reference to Doraisa things, Lo Shavu Hiteri V'Achal Yisura, that we rely on them, that they're not going to, you know, do leave off the opportunity to do the right thing. Right, so we see where even Samachanim in the Oraisas, this backs up Rava's din, that you rely on the Shechita of this Mumer, which Navela, Mumer Leteavon, if we give him the knife, and the knife is already checked. He won't check it, but if we do, we will. Okay, Mimai, how do you know that this goes according to Behuda, this Braisa? Maybe it's Rabbi Shimon the Amar, who says that the Chametz Achar Pesach Derabanan. Is something after Pesach is Derabanan. So although the Braisa teaches that we rely on them, we'll do the Mutter instead of the Isser, V'chi Mekilinan, when are we Mekel in such a thing that we can rely on them? That's B'Derabanan. But the Raisa lo mekilim, but the Raisa we're not going to be mekil. And since Shechita is a Doraisa, maybe this Braisa is not actually supporting him at all. Rashi says, right, but the Raisa lo mekilim could go nevela. Says the Gemara, v'tahavi nami Rabbi Shimon. Let the Braisa also be. Why don't we say the Braisa is also Rabbi Shimon, and it supports Rava, because mikatani sha'ani omer hechalifu. Does the Braisa say that the Chametz is mutter because I say that they exchanged it? Which we mashma that Tzrashi's Dava Mashma. Dava Mashma Dalup Hitalan Dechlifu. Saposhitaritz Mukhov Ananhu de Talin and Lukula Mishim de Isra Yabaranu. Mipnei Shemachlifin Katani. It says because they exchange it. All right? Devada Mechlif, meaning they certainly exchange the Isser Chametz to that which is Mutter to avoid eating which is Aser. And therefore, we could say, Mabidurabanan lo shavik eter v'achal Yisra. If by even a Durabanan, they want to still do as best as they can. Midoraisa lo kosh again, of course they're going to do with a Doraisa. If a mummer is being careful, obviously, you know, we're saying he's going to do the wrong thing for his taivas, but he'll try to minimize it, even by their abundance, and clearly by their isis, he's going to want to minimize it as well. And therefore, it could be a rai over here for his sayah for him. Lema misayay alay. Let's bring another brisa for Rava that's going to support him. Akol shchotan, everybody can check for filu kusi, filu arel, even a Jew who didn't get a bismila. Filu Yisrael mummer. Hi arel, echidami. What are we talking about that he's allowed to go and do shchita? Elema misayachel machel bismila. You say because the reason why he didn't get mila is because he had brothers that had died. And the Gemara Yevama says that if he had brothers that died through mila, then he himself doesn't do mila. Hi Somaliu, this is a straight up good Jew. He's the top of the top. If, of course, it's going to be good. El Pshita Momer La'Arelus. We must be talking about Momer La'Arelus. Rashi says, Mivat B'Mitzvah. He's kicking at this mitzvah. No, he's like, I ain't doing that. No way. Even then, because Sovereign, he's hold that he's mutter to do it. He holds that Momer La'Dover Echad La'Avi Momer La'Chotar Kula. Just because a person's momentary is not for everything. Vishachat Shapir. You find people doing the wrong thing. It's not a riot. They're doing everything wrong. They have that one thing, right? So he's, we don't have a problem with it. We can trust him. Ema Seifa, but let's take a look at the Seifa that says, Vafil Yisrael Mummer, and even a Yisrael Mummer, Hai Mummer, Echidami. Hold on, what is that talking about? E Mummer Ladover Acher, it's Mummer for something else besides Nuvela, but it's not a Mummer when it comes to Nuvela, right? Says Mitzvah Acheris, the Lolishchita Vlori, Nua Mummer Lenuvelos, and Hai Nu Mummer Larelos. That's the same as Mummer Larelos. The law of Mummer Losa Davar. Must be what we're talking about, that the Braisa is talking about someone who's a mummer, lo'osodav, to that particular thing, meaning to nevela itself. As is lo'osodav, and nevela is the te'avon, ve'itzuch hashmin, and dafil l'mitzvah, the chashad Allah, ki mazmin and lay, hater, samchin and alay. It was a beautiful idea. He said, He's a mumalad aves. He eats the nevelis l'teyav, and the guy's eating pork and whatever it is, or just tray for meats all the time. And we need to teach us that even when he's in a mitzvah, he's choshed ela, when he has an opportunity to do a behater, we're somich on him, ukidarava, and that goes like Rava, that we allow him to go ahead and to shecht. Nice, above this price backs him up. Says Gemara, lo, not true. Le'olam emalecha mumalos adavar lo. Really say that when it's a mummer to that particular issue, then we can't trust him. My time, what's the reason? Care with the Dutch babe, because since he's Dutch babe, meaning he's so accustomed to just like stepping on it and doing the wrong thing, he looks at that like it's actually out there. Rashi says, v'leka l'meimar lo shavei keter v'achali sura. Da'atere chashav like. We don't have that svar to say, well, he's willing to, you know, he'll leave Isser in order to do Hatha Vikar, because when you get used to doing something like this so much, you basically look at it like it's actually Mutter. Yeah. Ella Mummer Lavis Kochavim. The Bible is talking about someone's Mummer Lavis Kochavim. Rashi says, El Mummer to Katani Lavis Kochavim. Vetzuch Hashmin and Mishum Damer Mar, Chamur Avus Kochavim. They call a Kofer Ba, Kemoda Mechola Tarakula. Rafa Pi, Rafilachi, Samchina Lake and Ravanan. Well, this is a Pella, right? He's a Mummer Lavodazar. Look at the Ravanan. The Amr Ravanan Amr Shmuel. You saw Mummer Lavodas Kochavim, Mutter Lechom Shritaso. Someone's Mummer Lavodas Kochavim, you're allowed to eat from his Shrita. We have the Gemara later on Dav Hei, which says that anyone who's Kofer in Avodah Zarah, it's like he's Moda B'chola Tarakula, and you think maybe the opposite, but if someone goes ahead and he's involved in Avodah Zarah, then he's maybe getting rid of all of the Torah. No, we say we don't say such a thing, right? We can rely on his Shrita, or to Shech properly, rely on like any person is a Mummer Lavodas Echad. Goofa. Let's take a look at what Ravanan just said. I'm Ravanan, I'm Shmuel. You saw Mummer Levodas Kochavim, and you saw that as a Mummer too. Avodazar, Yuvad Avodazar, Mutta Lechem Shchitaso. Shekir Matsini, Yoshafat Melch Yehuda. We find, by the way, Yoshafat Melch Yehuda. Shenena Misudas Achav. He got Anah from the Suda of Achav. Shenemar Veyizbach Lo Achav Tzonu Bakar Lerov. And Achav shechted sheep and cattle for him, Lerov, in abundance. Says Rashi, Achav Visiasa. We know Achav was the one who fought, you know, Eliyahu Navi fame when they had the whole battle on Har Carmel. He was very much involved in Avodah Zarah. Achav Visiasa Chazinim Behu David Kochavim Havu Nevela Lo Ashkechanbu. We don't find by Nevela the Pakri, the Ika, the Memar, the Yitzhar, the Avodah Kochavim, Takavala, the Yitzhar from Avodah Zarah grabbed him. Yoshafat Sadi Gamar, he's a Sadi Gamar. All right, so we find that Yoshafat Melech Yehuda, that he was got enough from this. Ula Amashayimo, the people that are with him, by Sisehu Lalos El Ramos Gilad, and he enticed him to go to Ramos Gilad. Must be, even though he's a Mummer Lavodah Zarah, still be trusted Shechita. Frank to the Gemara, who says, maybe it's had a Raya, Vidilma Mizbach Zavach, maybe Achav Shech the Ham was a Mecha Lo'achal. Yoshafat actually didn't eat them. That's just Mizvach Tzavach. So Yoshafat Shiyachalimo. And Mechalacha Yoshafat, who said that he ate it? This is what he mean. Not true. Vayisisehu Ksev. It says that he enticed him to go with him. It suggests that he influenced him. How? Rashi Zalalo Sarah Moskalad. That he did it through food. And since he ate from it, it must be that it's good. Even through a Mumma Ledavarach, Ledavarazar. It's like, well, who says? Vidilma Bidvar. Maybe Vayisisehu means he enticed him to come. Means with words. Ena Sasas Bidvar. No, you don't entice through words. You want to get someone? You do it with food. Velo? Is that really true? You can't entice with words? You can't entice someone through words? Right? Vaksev ki yisischa achicha. It says when your brother will entice you, saying, let's go worship Avodah Zarah. Clearly, it's going through words. No, achila b'shtia. It says, no, that's talking about achila and shtia. That's talking about through eating and drinking. Frankly, Gomar, it says, and you enticed me against him to swallow him needlessly. This is Hashem coming against the Satan for trying to end the test, Eov. And obviously Hashem wasn't eating and drinking. You can't bring a raya from what's going on in Shemayim. Rashi says, the best way is getting him food and drink. Therefore, maybe that's a raya from Anan of Yoshafat that you can trust the achila other the shechita of a mummer to Avodah Zarah. So maybe he drank, but maybe he didn't actually eat. No, what's the difference with drinking Ach's wine and eating his meat? Right? If you're saying it's a problem over here, the problem with this should be his wine is also a problem. Master says to Rutsayu. The reason drinking his wine was what the because we say that it's a mummer for this thing, doesn't mean it's a mummer for everything else. Achilanami, say the same achilah, mummer of his kacham, love him, mummer lechot or kula, is not a mummer lechot or kula. So I was going to say, okay, I can compare this. Shti, when it comes to shti, stam yenum, Acha's wine was called stam yenum. Right, Rashi says, what does that mean? Shalore inu who should not school of his kum. We didn't see that he poured it to Avodah Zarah. The list should be us. The chsiv yishtu yayin nesicham, vafilu chashva le mummer lecholatar kula shari that dayin lo nesa yainim shalvikachavim the miyud ches davar to tamide shamei vehillelu. They didn't have this iser of their wine yet at that time. It's regular wine, even though Akhul's wine was considered. Even though Achav was considered a mummer to the entire Torah, and therefore, you know, because of Vodasara, his wine could at worst been, you know, over an Isser of Stam Yenim, but it's no problem here. If I die in Lones, I Yenim Shalvi Kachom, says Gemara, that only happens with Gemara and Shabbos, or the 18 principles that Tamir Vishami Sil says. So even if he was considered against all the Torah's wine, should be fine. Now, Valachilin comes to food. Someone is a mummer. The Vodazar is a mum lechot and therefore shchit is no good. So maybe your shafat just drank his wine but didn't eat his meat. Right? Maybe a mum lechot is a mum lechot kula. And wine, there's no issue over there because it's just tam yenum and that's just a, you know, gezer from later on. But the achila is actually a problem. Right? So maybe just drank, he didn't eat. He buys same lav orchid, the malka mishtaya blomechla. It's not fitting for a king to drink. Without eating, if you say that he drank, he was enticed there, we can assume that he ate also. If you buy a seimah, you could say, v'yizbach v'yisiseyu ksev. It says, and he shechted, and he enticed him, and she was, b'meh, I say, see you, has see so, what did he entice him with? Bezvicha, with the idea of the shechita. So since the pasuk mentions only the ach of shechted animals, but doesn't say important wine, it's mashma that he got him with the actual food itself. It says the Gemara of Dilma Avadja Zavach. Maybe it was Avadja who was part of it. Maybe he's the one who actually shechted something. He worked by Achav's palace. And, right, because what happened was when Achav's wife, Izevel, hunted down all the Nevi'im, Avadja hid 100 prophets in 2 caves and gave them bread and water. He saved their lives. And because of that, he was able to get Nevuah. Even though the pasuk says the achav shechted for Yoshafat, it doesn't have to mean that he did it himself, but he had someone who worked for him. And since Avadya was one of the people there, maybe he's one who shechted the animals, that's why he ate it. It says, Gemara, Larov ksiv. It says, and he shechted it, Larov in abundance. Avadya, lo avi sapik. He's not able to go out and to do so much himself. Right? It's just, lo yom maspik levado, lishchot lekulin. When you're able to go and shecht all these type of things, it had to be even achav himself. And therefore, we see the Eladi yet. No, it says the Rebbe Sarai, V'dilman Shifas Allah from Zavuach. Maybe the 7,000 Yidden who didn't do Avodah Zarah shechted the animals. Zechsev, V'yish'arti b'Yisrael Shifas Allah. I shall leave over in Israel 7,000. Ki habir kayim asher lo karu labal. All the knees that didn't bow to Baal. Hashem says that he would destroy the Yidden of Achav's kingdom, who did Avodah Zarah, but spare only the 7,000 Sadiqim that didn't do it. Maybe some of the 7,000 were there, and they did the shechita. Says, go on, no. Tamurei avu mitamrei mi'ezevel. They were hiding from Ezevel, so they clearly were not there at the time. V'dilma gavri da'achav havu ma'alu. Maybe the Achav's people were actually good people. The one that, you know, shechted it were good peeps. Those that were, Rashi says, Hamemunim al base of a shochten lo, Vikerin the Havu, but base Achav, lo have a year in me, Zeva. They were there in the house of Achav, they were scared of Zeva, the Ovadia Muna al base of a tzadikamar. He was there, he was safe from his wife because he was under Achav's per control. Maybe they're the ones who did it. Lo saka daitech, the Siv, Moshel Makshiv al Dvar Shaker, Kol Mishar Savishayim. It says, if a ruler hearkens to falsehood, all his servants are wicked. Pasuk and Mishlei. It means that when a ruler has an inclination towards accepting, you know, lies, all of his servants turn to Rishayim and provide him with these reports because they want to find favor in his eyes. Right? So our Gemara learns from this that Achav was a Rasha of Razarnik. So we assume that the members of his staff followed his evil ways, and that the only exception was Ovadia. So again, we're standing at the point that you see that just a mummer level doesn't mean a mummer to everything, and you can trust his shechita. Says Gemara, but hold on 1 second. V'delma gavri d'Yoshafat nami lo hava ma'alu. Maybe the people of Yoshafat, Yoshafat's people, were also not so great. Zavuch gavri d'achav. And that which Achav's men shechted, Achav gavri d'Yoshafat, his men eat. Zavuch Ovadia. That which Ovadia shechted, Achav Yoshafat, the Yoshafat's people ate. Looks like a daitich. If you have a case where, like we said, where the bad dude is running it, the people become bad. It's going to be mashma that flip would be if a ruler is going truth and his servants are also going to be righteous. So there were certainly good people. Maybe it was Achav's men shechted it. Achav the Gavri, Achav his men ate it. And Zavuch Gavri Yoshafat, the people of Shafat, Achav Yoshafat the Gavri, his people shechted and they ate it. Beep, turn the page. Hey, Omer Aleph, lo hava maflik nafshim inei. Yoshafat didn't distance himself from Achav at all, right? He trusted him. Rashi says that lo haya Yoshafat nizar v'nivtal mimenu v'shum chshad klal al maflik av temumer lavodos kachafim haya lo hava mumer l'chotar kula. Minolan, where do we know Yoshafat actually trusted Achav? If you want to say it means from that says the pasuk, I'm as you are and my people are like you, which is mashma that I Yoshafat, my people are not better than you, Achav, and your people, when it comes to the ideas of a certain halacha, as Rashi says, we're going to be samech on you. Elamayata, but then I'll say whatever the end of the pasuk. Kisusai, kisusecha, chinami. My horses are your horses. If you want to explain also the meaning to equal in laws of different halachas. Elamadahavia susecha, tavia susai. It means whatever happens to your horses in battle should happen to my horses. Chinami, here also, I am as you are, my people, you are. It means whatever happens to you and your people in battle should happen to me and my people. It doesn't mean that I'm saying that we're equal over here. Ela mehacha, right? We can learn from here that Yoshafat is relying with him, even when it comes to Oruchnias. Umelech Yisrael v'Yoshafat, Melech Yehuda, Yoshvim Ish al Hisam al Mulvashim Begadim, Begorim Pesach Shar Shomron. And the king of Israel, Achav and Yoshafat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, dressed in his royalty, on a threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Shomron. Right? She says, Ki gorin hayu, yoshvim b'chiba u'bereus baguda, echad kisanhedrin, reguda echad kisanhedrin, shein choshten, ze et ze. They all sat together, like it was like a gorin sitting in the love and friendship, like one gathering of the Sanhedrin, that they're not choshed one another. My gorin, what does it mean, the gorin threshing floor? Elim, my gorin, Ramesh, means literal threshing floor. Atushar Shomron gorin ever? Was the gate of Shomron, was that a threshing floor? Eleki gorin, it's like the gorin, like the threshing floor, meaning the Sanhedrin, the Tanakh. We learned the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Aisa Kachatzi Gor Nagula. It was sitting like half a semicircle, a threshing floor. Kadeshi Roin Zetze, so they were able to go out and they could see one another. Rashi says that what does that mean? Sheyehu Roin Zetze, Leo Shomen Ishas Ravero, they could hear each other, Misvakin Zem Ze. They can argue each one with the other ones, and they come over to Alachas. Shiloh Yoshim Keshura, they sit in one line, Shiloh Bagula, and it wasn't a semicircle. Ein B'nei Rosh Hashura, Roman B'nei Sof Hashura, so the person sitting in one end couldn't see the other. Okay, Gula Shlema, Lo Hayu Yoshim, they went in one circle, Kadeshi Makom Latzeis V'Lovo. So there's a place where people can come and they can go. But nonetheless, what do we see? The fact that you see Yoshim and Achav, like Sanhedrin, it means that they had this Achav and this Reyos, this love, and they trust each other, like all the places that has been coming out that Rav Anan's is proof that Shechita of a Mummer by Avodah Zarah is good. That is where we finish for today, my friends. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.